basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to the Birdcage. Chi High, the final week of the regular season. The Cards learning yesterday they'll be the 17 seed at 16 seed Wisconsin Rapids for the right to play D.C. Everest in Division I regionals action next week. Meanwhile, the visitor tonight, the Sparta Spartans, learned that they are a 7 seed. And they have Wapaka as a 10 seed opponent. The winner gets La Crosse Central. But as you'll hear from the Sparta head coach, they're glad they get a home game. Mark Halverson with Carter Jaeger. Carter, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Carter's going to have the call of this game tonight. I'll join him as the color analyst. And we've got Gavin Bovee, our video producer, and Tony Stevenson back as our radio producer in our WOGO studio. So, Chi High, something's got to give tonight, Carter, because Chi High's lost four in a row. Haven't won since beating Rice Lake in a game we had for you on February 6th, 17 days ago. And Sparta on a three-game losing streak. Their last victory was over Black River Falls on February 12th.
And you talked about learning the seeding already, and now you're just playing for momentum. You're playing to find some flow to your offense, to get your defense tuned up before you go into the postseason, because now it doesn't matter. When you get to the postseason, the records are thrown out, and you're just playing basketball to win. It's win or go home. Anything can happen. We watch March Madness every year because of that reason. And so these teams just got to kind of find a balance. These next two games, or Chippewa's got two games left, find a balance, find the right way to play, and take it into the postseason.
A similarity in the Mississippi Valley Conference, where Sparta is sixth out of seven teams, 2-9, Onalaska on top at 10-1, La Crosse Central 10-2. The Spartans, if they win that game next Tuesday, could face La Crosse Central in D2 action. Meanwhile, for Chippewa Falls, 3-10 in the conference, and 4-18 overall, with just two games left to go. And the Cards, again, have Rice Lake below them in the conference, River Falls and Hudson on top at 11-2. We'll have the first of our two coaches' conversations. I talked to Nathan Paul now. That's coming up. And then later, our conversation, Carter's conversation with Jason Prue. We're back in 2 minutes with that first of two coaches' conversations. This is Chi High Boys Basketball on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
24-7 of West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Weir's Gala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Weir's Gala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to weirsgala.com.
We serve to serve. At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royal support. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
It's Chai High. It's Cardinal Countdown here on WOGO Sports. Good to have you along on this Tuesday evening. And we've got a busy basketball week right now, talking to Sparta head coach here this evening, Nathan Paulnow. And, Coach, the seedings came out yesterday. You're a 7 seed, get the 10 seed to Wapaka. You get to host them. Are you pleased with that?
Yeah, we did enough this year that we earned a home game, and it's not something we've had a ton of in the past. So looking to make it 2 years in a row here where we can start off the playoffs with a nice home win.
Mm-hmm. How about your recent performance for the club, the most recent loss to Toma? Where do you see the guys at here heading into the final week of the season?
Yeah, the Toma one was tough. We just didn't finish enough shots early and then couldn't find our way back into the game. Lost James to an injury for a bit here in the second half as well. But I think we're ready to bounce back. We had a good meeting last night, went over some film, and the energy's up, so we're ready to go.
Last couple of games of the regular season, just kind of winding down. What about your thinking on this game here tonight?
Yeah, this is a new matchup for us. I don't think we've played in a number of years. So see how we go with it tonight, watch some film on them. And then Logan, on Thursday, we get a team we're really familiar with, and they're also familiar with us.
And then just real quick, I know two of your scorers, your leading scorers, led by Caden Cott. Just tell us about your two leading scorers.
Yeah, so Caden's just a really good all-around player. He pretty consistently defends the other team's best player. He goes and gets rebounds when needed. He's leading us in assists as well, and he can get to the rim pretty much at will. Everett's been out for a while, so he'd be our second leading scorer, but he hasn't played in about a month here. Since he's been out, it's been different guys each night. Dylan has stepped up and had a couple big nights, and some other guys have chipped in with scoring in the double digits, and that's what we have to do now. We just have to share the ball, work well together, and it's got to come from everyone.
Coach Nathan Paulnow, head coach of the Sparta Spartans. Coach, thanks so much for talking to us. Good luck tonight and the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Head coach Nathan Paulnow, we'll have head coach of the Cards coming up on WOGO Sports in 2 minutes. This is Cardinal Basketball.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Hale home from even deeper. Oh, my goodness!
The Cards trying to snipe one here. And he just...
Oh! Fires!
Sam Johnson!
What a shot!
Oh, my goodness! What a shot!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Back for Cardinals Countdown. I'm here with Coach Jason Prue. And Coach, seeding came out yesterday. Kind of what do you feel about your seeding?
It's exactly where we thought we would be. We had some opportunities in front of us. Obviously, if we would have beaten Rapids, we would have probably been hosting them next Tuesday instead of going to them. So, we're not excited that we have to go over there to play this game, but we're excited about the matchup. Obviously, we played them last time. We had a 10-point lead in that game, and we just didn't close them out. So we like the matchup, and we're ready for a postseason run.
And four-game losing streak coming in. How have your players kind of responded this week at practice?
Yeah, they're going to work hard and compete no matter what. We're right there. We had a nice game against Menominee that we just didn't finish out the other day, and obviously the Rapids won. And there's been games that we've been right in it, and we just got to figure out a way to finish them.
Two games left into the postseason. What do you kind of want to see from your players going in?
Just a combination. I mean, offensively, I think we've been moving the ball really well. Our offensive game, our shooter's been knocking down shots, and we've been doing some good things on offense. Defense is still a work in progress for us. We got to figure out that side of the ball, and I'm hoping tonight we go show that.
And coach, what's one thing you need to do tonight to win this game?
We got to defend. That's been the what we've been talking about since the new year turned over. Is if we defend and we take care of the ball, we're going to have a chance in every game, and I'm excited to see how these guys respond to that.
Coach Jason Prue with us in the pregame here on WDOGO's Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson, Carter Jaeger back in a minute with the Toyson Ford keys to the game. This is Chi-Hi Boys Basketball on WDOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
And it's time for our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game here on WOGO Sports, where you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And what do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, I like my Dick Bennett, Bull Ryan, and I'm going to recipe for victory, and it starts with what Coach Prue said, which is defense. It always starts in the defensive end, right? But beyond that, I think for the Cardinals, limit their turnovers, take good shots, and hopefully come out of here with a W, and that'd be nice, kind of bolster them heading into the postseason. One game left, New Richmond, which we'll have Thursday night here to close out the regular season campaign.
Definitely an opportunity for a get-right game. Those are your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, where you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. About 14 seconds until the national anthem tip off. After that, should be a fun one here. Both teams coming in struggling, but both teams could use the get-right game going into the postseason.
Yeah, we're going to get you the starting lineups here shortly after our one more timeout, but it's interesting. Everett Laufenberg's their second leading scorer, close to 15 a game. He's been out with a broken hand, but James Thurston just got injured in the game against Toma the other night. He concussion, but what had a couple of teeth knocked out. That happened to Hayes in the hockey game for the U.S. in the victory over Canada, scored the game-winning goal. We'll take another break, and when we come back, the starting lineups in basketball here on WOGO Sports on this Monday evening, February 23rd. Great to have you along for the broadcast here on FM 103.1 AM 680 Wogo.com and live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Back in a moment.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window?
Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
All right, Mark Halverson, Carter Jager here on WOGO Sports as we get you the starting lineup. So we'll start it off with the visiting Sparta Spartans. Again, under 1,000 enrollment for Sparta, 928 actually. And so they go with Dylan Ziegler, a sophomore at 7.5 a game. Also a junior, Afton Raymer, averaging 3.4 a game, number 15. Their leading scorer at over 17 a game, senior, number 21, Caden Kott. If you remember the pitcher, Jim Kott, same spelling, K-A-A-T. Sophomore, Simon Schmitz, number 22. And rounding out the starting lineup, senior, averaging 6.2 a game, number 25, Jackson Bender. Sparta is coached by Nathan Polnow. Meanwhile, for Chippewa Falls tonight, the starters for the Cards, they go with 6'3 junior, number 2, averaging 18.3 a game, Owen Munson. He's joined in the backcourt by 6-foot senior, number 3, averaging 8.5 a game, Grant Von Hayden. Also starting for the Cards tonight, averaging 3.4 a game, 6'2 junior, Jacoby Jenkins, number 12. The Cards also go with 6'5 senior, number 21, averaging 5.7 a game, Conrad Gebauer. And rounding out the starting lineup, 6'2 senior, number 24, averaging just under 9 a game, Connor Kalinske. The Cards are coached by Jason Prue. And to call the action, here is Carter Jenker.
And Sparta coming in with the maroon tops, maroon bottoms, yellow trim and yellow numbers. Chahai in the white tops, white bottoms, cardinal trim. And cardinal numbers. Chahai is going to be moving from left to right. Sparta shooting in the basket to our left as they move from right to left. Opening tap, one back by Sparta as they look to get right before the postseason. Dribbling on the right wing is Afton Raymer. Hands over to the left wing for Andrew Kott. Back up top, they work it for Schmitz. Schmitz off to the left wing for Raymer. Raymer back up top for Schmitz. Schmitz back to Raymer in the left corner. Raymer guarded by Munson up top for Bender, worked it around for Ziegler. Ziegler off to Schmitz in the left wing. Little jab step, drive the lane at the free throw line, stops and got it back out to Katz in the right wing. Bounce pass Bender, back to Katz, down the lane, pull up free throw, jumper no good, and rebound comes down to Conrad Gebauer. You can always find Connor Kalinske on the court because he's got that polka dot hair out there. Crazy stuff. Von Hayden dribbling at the top of the arc, works it around to Jacoby Jenkins. Jenkins trying to get it to Munson, worked it around instead to Kalinske. Kalinske on the right wing, guarded by Bender. Inside to Munson. Munson catches low on the right, up and in, and we have our first points as Owen Munson begins the scoring. 2-0 Cardinals. Down the floor comes Schmitz, driving right down the lane. Bounce pass out to Raymer. Raymer worked it to Bender, a left wing three, no good. Back iron strong, and Connor Kalinske collects. Off to Von Hayden, the point guard for the Cardinals this afternoon. Von Hayden to Munson, the leading scorer, averaging 18 a game. Owen Munson over to Conrad Gebauer. Gebauer guarded tightly by Schmitz. Dribbles to the free throw line where he picked it up. Owen Munson on the right wing, guarded by Katz, the best player for Sparta. Worked it around for Grant Von Hayden at the left wing. Around a screen from Kalinske. Down the lane, Von Hayden out to Gebauer. Gebauer back out to Munson at three. No good. Back iron strong. Rebound, though, down to Conrad Gebauer.
Nice backing rebound by
his way
Gebauer.
On Schmitz. Up right hand, no good. And Bender the rebound. He got up for that rebound. Up ahead it goes. Katz down the lane to the rim. Layup, no good. And Jacoby Jenkins, Scott, for the rebound.
A lid on the hoop for Sparta early.
Still 2-0 Chahai. 15:52 to go in the first. Now a steal here by Andrew Raymer, or excuse me, Dylan Ziegler for Sparta. Down the lane, to the rim, flipped it up. No, but a foul. I believe they're going to get Jacoby Jenkins for the first of the game.
First personal, first team with 15:43 left here, first half.
Northwestern Bank, build a stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. just seems like there's really no offensive flow yet early in this one. A couple of dribbles for Dylan Ziegler. His first free throw is front iron and short. And you can hear the crowd in the background counting how many dribbles he has.
We could tell you Dylan Ziegler averaging 7.5 a game. The Sparta stats did not have any free throw percentages. Everybody was at zero. So,
well, he's 50% here today as he knocks down the second. Cardinals with a baseball lead of 2-1 with 15:40 to go. Von Hayden dribbles up the court past the Chippewa Falls logo. Guarded tightly by Afton Raymer. Found Munson over to Jenkins on the left wing. Jacoby Jenkins, a little stutter step down the lane, spun it out, but he got bumped and fouled by Dylan Ziegler, his first.
First foul on Sparta as a team.
So, inbound for Von Hayden, baseline to Munson, left wing, three, you bet! Owen Munson cashes in from the wing, and the Cardinals lead 5-1. Up ahead it goes to Katz. Katz in the right wing, catches and fires to Bender, who works it around to Reamer. Reamer on the left wing, fake the three, found Katz. Schmitz, excuse me, off to Reamer, down the lane, find Bender, back to Katz. Katz holding it on the left wing, between the legs, dribble. Katz guarded by Von Hayden. Little dribble drive, kick out, right corner three. No, he faked it. Step back three, no good. Way too long in the rebound. Down to Conrad Gebauer. That was Dylan Ziegler with that three-point attempt.
Cards 5-1 advantage early.
Von Hayden to Kalinske. Kalinske on the right wing. Bounce pass down to Gebauer. Gebauer spinning in the paint. Flipped it back out to Von Hayden. Hayden guarded by Reamer around a screen from Gebauer. Now flipped it back out to the three-point line. Bounce pass into Kalinske. Backing on Bender. Backing. Still backing. Spinning. Up with the right hand. No good. Rebound. Gebauer. Put back. No. Got it again. Missed again. And Bender finally clears for Sparta. But that's knocked away. And Owen Munson got it. Now his free throw line jumper. No good. Back iron strong.
Four missed shots.
And finally Katz is able to clear for Sparta. Ahead it goes to Dylan Ziegler on the right wing. 5-1 Chippewa. 14 minutes to go left of the first period. The possession arrow favors the Cardinals. Down the lane, stopping in the paint is Schmitz. Schmitz backing it back out to Katz, and he walked with the ball.
They're going to call double dribble. So again, two turnovers on Sparta, one on Chi High. Again, what did Coach Pruce say? The one thing you said, what's it going to take to win? He said defense, and again, they've held their visitor in over 4 minutes to just 1 point so far as Kobe Twyman enters for the Cards.
Brady Paul in as well. Jacoby Jenkins and Conrad Gebauer check out. Von Hayden brings it up the floor. 5-1 Cardinals, 13:45 left in the first quarter. Driving down the lane. Little jump stop floater is no good for Munson. Twyman's able
nice
to save it into Paul. Out to Munson. Top of the arc three. You bet. Owen Munson cashes in from the top of the arc, and it's an 8-1 start for the Cardinals. 13:30 to go. Around the screen by Dylan from Bender goes Dylan Ziegler. Passage to Schmitz. Down the lane. Flipped it up with the right hand and home. And the Spartans have their first field goal of the game.
Was that Schmitz?
Coming from Schmitz. Simon Schmitz with the first bucket. Von Hayden off to Munson on the left wing. Kalinske gave him a screen.
Munson has
away.
All 8 of the Cardinals' points.
Munson to Kalinske, backing, turns up right hand. You bet! And one! Connor Kalinske with a tough take in the paint on Bender. And it's 10-3 Cardinals with a free throw coming up.
Here's the thing. He missed an easier shot earlier, but that one with contact, and you just never know, right? They had the four missed shots a previous possession back, but now the Cards with a seven-point lead.
Was able to just muscle it home as Gus Tripp and Easton Berg check in for the first time for Sparta.
Foul on Jackson Bender, first personal and second team foul.
Dribbled a couple times. Connor Kalinske's free throw is good. He's got three in the game, and it's 11-3 start for the Cardinals. Dribbling down the floor is Dylan Ziegler. Blows by, flipped it up and in. Paul had no chance, and Ziegler's going to get to the line for an and one.
So kind of a slow offensive start early, so Sparta trying to find something here with Ziegler.
So Dylan Ziegler steps to the line. Some free throws early here. For both teams. Ziegler's free throw is good.
He's got 4 points. four of their six.
Down the floor comes Von Hayden. Over to Owen Munson again, averaging 18 points a game. Owen Munson guarded by Katz, the best player for Sparta, around the screen from Kalinske. Nice bounce pass, blocked though by Sparta. He was unable to save it in, but Gus Tripp getting up there to deny that shot. And it'll be a baseline out of bounds for Chi High. Inbounding is Brady Paul. Paul worked it to Kalinske. Kalinske backing on Bender, spinning. Kalinske trying to get a shot off, now just works it back out to Von Hayden at the top of the arc. Von Hayden off to Owen Munson. Kalinske comes to set him a screen. Owen Munson, step back three. Yes, sir! Owen Munson, why not? He's got three-pointers early, and it's a 14-6 lead for Chippewa.
11 points for Munson.
Dylan Ziegler works around the screen. Now gives it off to Berg. Berg back to Ziegler. Off to Tripp. Tripp guarded by Kobe Twyman. Up top to Katz. Katz, a ghost screen from Bender, knocked away by Von Hayden. Really good hands. Up ahead to Owen Munson. Munson down the lane, to the rim, flipped it up. No good. Rebound, though, by Berg, and he couldn't finish. That was Paul.
Brady Paul.
Up ahead it goes. Tripp down the lane, to the rim. That's no good, and the rebound down to Paul.
So Sparta really continuing to struggle from the field on that driving layup there by Tripp.
Von Hayden blows it off the left wing. Drive out and kick to Paul in the right corner. He doesn't take the three and worked it out to Kobe Twyman. Twyman around a screen from Connor Kalinske. Twyman lost it. Now free throw line. Jumper no good. Long rebound down to Paul. He tipped it to Kalinske, who got it back to Paul.
Good hustle.
Right wing to Twyman, a three. No good. And Anthony Bender-Scott for the rebound, and that just rattled out. Up ahead, though, a really good outlet feed down the lane. Flipped it up and in. Counted at a foul as Easton Berg gets it to fall. And Sparta's going to have a chance for their second and one of the night.
Berg, just a freshman, and he gets his first two of the night with 11:06 left here first half. Connor Kalinske, first personal, first and the third team foul.
Bender's going to take a seat for Sparta. Dontell Redding checks in. Well, Edwards Gala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars.
Free throw, no good.
Coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Edwards Gala Plumbing and Heating. So missing the free throw. Oh. Now it passes, intercepted, and Ziegler's going to jam it home. The Spartans are within four. 10:45 to go, 14-10.
Ziegler with six.
In favor of the Cardinals. Owen Munson on the left wing. Munson doubled by Redding, and Katz finds Von Hayden. He faked the pass, now still with it on the right wing. Good defense there by Gus Tripp for Sparta. Von Hayden, though, blows right by him down the lane. Flipped it off the glass and home. A strong take from Von Hayden. Cardinals up six, 16-10. Katz still without a point yet. Their best player has it at the top of the arc. Katz around a double screen. He walked with the ball. Cardinals are going to get it right back. And Conrad Gabeyer is going to check back in for Brady Paul.
Cardinals' biggest lead was eight, now six at the moment. Sparta had it down to four.
Von Hayden catches this inbounds pass and dribbles up the floor. He's doubled, but he works underneath to Gabeyer. Gabeyer backing on Redding. Bumped a couple times. Still has it in the paint. Bounce pass out to Van Hayden. They reset. 10 minutes left to go in the first half. 16-10 Cardinals. Owen Munson working on the left wing. Around a screen from Conrad Gabeyer. Fake the jumper. Now takes the jumper and missed it wide. Rebound, though, and they kick it out to Twyman, and he walked with the ball. Another Cardinal turnover.
Munson has been torrid, so again, that was a rare miss. He had four. He has three threes and a two for 11 points, but couldn't get that last one. As we approach the midway point of this first half, 9:46, Cards leading at 16-10.
That was Luke Thompson for the Cardinals with the offensive rebound. Schmitz off to Ziegler on the right wing for Sparta. Around the screen from Redding, down the lane, to the rim, flipped it up and in. Strong tape from Dylan Ziegler, and the coach for Sparta before the game said he's been the guy to step up due to the injury to their second-best player.
Everett Laufenberg. Yep.
And he's been the guy to step up. Now a dangerous pass is intercepted by Ziegler. He's going to go coast-to-coast and get fouled by Von Hayden. So a couple
That's
of...
twice now the Cards have had these really predicted these passes, and they've been intercepted out on top, leading to a bust out.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Ziegler's first free throw is short, no good.
21 for Sparta.
A whole host of changes for the Cardinals. It'll be Jacoby Jenkins, Connor Kalinske, and Drew Thornton checking in for the first time tonight as Ziegler steps in line for a second.
One of the first times all season, Drew's three-point shooting percentage down below 40% at 39%. Still, he had it as up high as 50 earlier in the season.
For Sparta, Ziegler's going to check out for the first time. The starter, Afton Raymer, is going to replace him as Gabe Bauer bounces it into Munson. And Chahai comes up the court up 16-13, 9-12 to go in the first half. Jenkins has it on the left wing around a Conrad Gebauer screen. Jenkins works it to Munson on the right wing. Munson guarded by Schmitz. Kalinske trying to give him a screen. Worked it to the right wing for Thornton. Thornton lost his dribble, tried to find Munson, but
another
they turn it over again. And Cardinals early struggling with the turnovers.
They had done really well early and then had the torrid shooting, especially from Munson. But now I have unofficially tied 5 turnovers to 3 for Sparta. And Sparta's, they could tie it up on this possession.
Cats up top to Tripp. Tripp back to Cats, their best player who has yet to score. Tripp spinning down the lane, or Cats spinning down the lane, lost it, but it goes off to Raymer, who lays it in, and a fortunate bounce is able to find Afton Raymer.
His first two.
And they're within one. 16-15 Cardinals. Owen Munson driving past Schmitz. Jump stop in the lane. Kick out Thornton on the left wing. Thornton off to Gebauer. Nice catch. Backing, spins in on Tripp, laid it up, and it rolled off. Kalinske able to find the rebound. Nice find. Munson for three. Yes, sir! Owen Munson on a relocation three. And it's a 19-15 lead for Chi-Hi.
14 for Munson.
A torrid start for the junior. We're going to get a reach-in foul, I believe, on Drew Thornton. It's his first of the game. 8:04 to go, 19-15. The Cardinals with the lead. Inbounding is Raymer. He gets it into Schmitz. Schmitz off to Katz. Katz a little dribble between his legs. Finds Tripp in the left corner. Trip around a screen. Down the lane. Right-handed hook. No good. Rebound. Tipped around and Redding comes out of there for Sparta. Redding out to Katz. Left corner. Fake the three. Step back three. Yes, sir.
He's their leading scorer. Caden Cott, actually, and he drills that. I have it as his first points of the game.
Caden Cott is on the board.
Within one at 19-18.
Munson down the left lane. Now flipped it out to Gebauer. Gebauer kick out. Munson left corner three. No good. Rebound to Gebauer, and he tipped it right back up and in. Up the floor. Sparta going quickly to Tripp. He works it back out, and it found Cott's. Cott's. Back out to Schmitz to Trip, right corner three. That one hit the side of the backboard, then rolled off of Trip and out of bounds.
Got Gebauer in the face a little bit.
He's even got a smile on his face. That was a rough shot. 7:06 to go here in the first half. 21-18. Cardinals leading the Spartans. Owen Munson's off to a hot start to this one. Dribbling right past Schmitz.
14 points.
Flipped it out to Thornton on the right wing, who got his pass intercepted. It's Cots down the lane to the rim. Layup good.
A lot of these, that's three of them that have just been telegraphed and intercepted and led to layups or a dunk.
Telegraphing their passes a little bit here in the first half. Thornton has it on the left wing after a drive by Jenkins. Thornton works it back up top over to Munson. Munson driving down the lane. Stopping, held his foot and flipped it out to Kalinske. Back to Owen Munson. Munson on the left wing around the screen from Kalinske. Kick out Thornton on the right wing. He drives down the lane. Floater's good, and that was a tough angled shot that he got to fall. Tripp dribbling down the floor for Sparta. Looking to attack with 16:12 to go in the first half. 23-20 Chi-Hi. Bender, who checked back in for Sparta, off to Schmitz, over to Tripp in the right corner. He fakes the three. Now dribble drive. held his pivot foot, but his bounce pass is intercepted by Drew Thornton. Really nice play. Thornton dribbles by the logo. Drew Thornton around the screen from Kalinske. Tried the pick and roll, but it's caught by Gaybauer. Wasn't intended for him. Kick out. Jenkins a three. No good. Back iron strong. Rebound. And Thornton took it out of Bender's hands, but unfortunately couldn't save it in. And with 5:45 left, 23-20 Cardinals. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. 5:45 to go. Cardinals 23, Spartans 20. Five fouls for the Cardinals, two for the Spartans. Cats, top of the arc, dribbles past Munson. Found Bender on the slip screen. Flipped it out to Ziegler. He drives down the lane, and he just lost it, trying to find out in the corner Easton Berg. And they're going to say it was tipped out of bounds off Chai High. So Spartans are going to keep it.
I think one of the things that's really turned the tide here, Chai now has 6 turnovers to 3 for Sparta, and so the Cards have had a number of turnovers since Sparta had any. At one point, Sparta had 3 turnovers to Chai's 1.
Berg to Kotz, and that's how you win games, right? The keys to the game, got to take care of the
defense,
basketball.
Yeah, turnovers, take good shots.
Over to the right wing for Kotz. Kotz, the best player for Sparta. Spin move, ooh, a nice move, but he couldn't finish, and Gaybauer skies for the rebound. Jenkins on the left wing as the Cardinals want to go. Step back three. Yes, sir.
You know,
and
Jacoby,
we're going to get a timeout from Sparta. It's a 30 seconds, so we'll be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
It's truck month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get 3 visits included on a 2-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
Well, going into that break, Jacoby Jenkins hitting a three to put the Cardinals up 26-20. Both teams have struggled with turnovers early, but...
Jacoby came in averaging just 3.4 a game, and I say I am a Jacoby Jenkins believer. I mean, he's going to be a senior next year. He's a junior. He started tonight. He's got a lot of game, and I look for a lot more from him the rest of the way here, but also hopefully next season.
Good-looking shot there on that one. Dylan Ziegler fakes the shot, drives by on the lane, flips it to Bender. Nice pass, and Bender floats it up and in with 4:45 to pull the Spartans within 4, 26-22.
Sparta didn't give us any heights, but certainly Bender, one of their big guys.
Tall number 25 out there working in the middle. Kobe Twyman on the left wing. He's going to get a screen from Conrad Gaybauer. Kobe Twyman, a step back three. That's no good. Rebound down to Ziegler. Ziegler dribbles up the floor for Sparta. Chance to pull even closer. They're only down 4. Flip out right corner three. That's good.
Sweet
Easton
touch.
Berg with the three.
The freshman lighting it up.
And once again, it's back to 1. Sparta, I think 3 times now, has gotten this game down to 1, has not been able to take the lead or tie.
Chai has led the entire way.
Von Hayden on the left wing, faking the three. He wanted it. He held off. Von Hayden out to Kobe Twyman on the right wing. Twyman to Owen Munson. Let him go to work. Caught, guarding him tightly. Munson back to Twyman on the left wing. Twyman to Gaybauer. Tried the backdoor feed. Gaybauer still got it. Gaybauer spun it out to Von Hayden. 3:40 left in the first half, 26-25 Chippewa. Von Hayden to the left corner for Paul, who checked in. Von Hayden, dribbling dive. Kick out Kobe Twyman, a three. That's no good. And Bender skies for the rebound. Ziegler up the floor. Sparta chance to take the lead. Caught down the lane, now decides better. Spun it back out for Bender. Kick out. Left corner three, faking it. May have walked with the ball. They don't call it. Ziegler on the left wing. Spinning on Paul. Brady Paul, really good defense, but Ziegler better moves. Kick out, left corner three. No good. It hit the top of the backboard. And Owen Munson skied for the rebound. That was Easton Berg trying 4 back-to-back. Couldn't get it. Owen Munson spinning down the lane. Lost it. Now kick out to Von Hayden. And a nice catch there by number 3 in white. Von Hayden wanted the 3. Didn't take it.
Sparta has still never led. That was their opportunity to grab their first lead.
Owen Munson down the lane. He gets fouled. Going up, I believe they're going to get Simon Schmitz. Nope, they're going to get Dylan Ziegler with his 2nd of the game.
Only the 3rd foul on Sparta the entire half.
It is a shooting foul, so going to the line for two is Owen Munson. He's been really good today. 14 points for Owen Munson. 4 3-pointers. Dribbles a couple times, flipped it up and in.
He's had a great year. Obviously, he's had some bigger scoring outings in recent times, over 30, but averaging 18.3 a game, just a junior. Shooting 73.2% from the line coming in.
Second free throw is good. 28-25 Cardinals, 2:46 to go in the first half. And if you can get to the locker room winning, that's going to be a big momentum boost coming out to the second half. Cott off to Bender. Cott has had a quiet day. He's by far their best player, averaging 18 a game, but only has five. A three from Ziegler. That spun out and stayed out. Rebound, though, to Cott. Tiptoeing down the lane. And Jenkins' great hands tipped it off the knee of Cott. And Chahai will get it. I don't know how that stayed out, but it spun right around and out. 2:27 to go. 3-point Cardinals lead. Dribbling up is Von Hayden. Flipped it over to Gaybauer. Up top it goes to Von Hayden. Nice bounce to Jenkins. Kick out Twyman. Right corner three. Yes, sir! Kobe Twyman. From the right deep corner. Cardinals back up by six. Sparta gets it close. Chahai goes on a little bit of a run. Ziegler dribble drive down the lane to the rim. Missed it. Rebound to Jenkins for Chahai. A minute 54 to go. Von Hayden dribbles up the floor on the logo. Von Hayden over to Conrad Gaybauer on the left wing. He found Jenkins trying to steal it. Was Ziegler, and he's actually going to block it, but keeping it in is Gaybauer. Great hustle. Kobe Twyman to Jenkins. Left wing three. No good. Missed it short. And Bender got the rebound for Sparta. Dribbling it up the floor for Sparta is Dylan Ziegler. Ziegler down the lane, flipped it out to Schmitz. Schmitz.
Oh, I thought he traveled.
Oh, he did. I think he lost his pivot foot.
Right.
They don't call it, and Ziegler's going to get it to Schmitz. Schmitz down the lane, bounce pass Bender. He doesn't take the shot. Instead, kicked it out to Berg, who finds Ziegler at the top, off to Schmitz. Schmitz tried to find Cott, couldn't get it to him. 1:07 to go in the first half. Bender, nice backdoor feed to Berg, and he flipped it in. Great backdoor cut, and we have a minute left in the first half. 31-27 Spartans.
7 points for the freshman, Berg.
Conrad gave out a Munson a three. Why not? And it rattled out. Rebound comes down to Cott.
He would have exceeded his scoring average of 18.3, I think, had he drained that one. 16 right now.
Cott dribbling with it at the top, 32 seconds to go. Flipped it off to Ziegler on the left wing, guarded closely by Jenkins. Over to the right wing for Schmitz. Schmitz back to Cott. Caden Cott.
Looking like they're holding it for one here.
Off to Ziegler, 17 seconds to go in the first half. Three fouls for Spartans, five for Chahai. Down the lane to the rim, flipped it up, no good, no foul called. 9 seconds to go. Owen Munson down the floor, got to go quick. 6 seconds. Owen Munson blows by, down the lane, flipped it out to Twyman. It hit the bottom of the basket, and a steal by Cott. Cott from half court launches, and it's an air ball, and that'll be how the first half ends.
And we will come back after a 3-minute timeout. Chahai leads it at intermission, 31-27. This is Chahai Boys Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Think about how much time you spend in your home. Wurz Gala Plumbing and Heating can make it so much more comfortable with radiant floor heating and luxurious bathroom remodels. water softening and filtration, and whole house air purification, so you can breathe easy. Love your home with Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
Royal Credit Union is here to help you plan ahead with health savings accounts that make saving for healthcare simpler and more rewarding. Royal's HSA checking has no monthly fees and easy access with your HSA debit card. And with tiered rates, you can earn more as your balance grows. It's time to start saving for medical expenses tax-free with a Royal HSA. Learn more and open your account at rcu.org/save HSA. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Hail home from even deeper. Oh, my goodness. He hit another one. Unlimited range. Hail home.
The Cards trying to snipe one here. And he tosses.
Oh, he fires.
Sam Johnson.
What a shot.
Oh, my goodness. What a shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
We'll look for the Mowers Ferry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mowers Ferry Insurance in Chippewa Falls.
Well, the first half is in the books. Chihai leads at 31-27, and Carter Jaeger, the Cards have led throughout. They led 2-0 early. They have never trailed. We have never even been tied.
Yeah, I mean, Sparta like four times in the first half got it to within one. They even got a possession in order to take the lead, couldn't come through. And, I mean, it really felt like the Cardinals did a really good job rebounding, did a really good job getting a quality shot off. The problem is turnovers.
Yeah, and again, unofficially, six for Chihai, three for Sparta. However, at one point, I think Sparta had three and Chihai had one, and then it was the Cards with five. And there it was three of those telegraphed passes that were out on top, stolen, led to either a layup or a dunk.
And that's right. You just fake the pass. You don't need to pass it right away. It really looks like Sparta's jumping all these passing lanes. They're working around screens.
Right.
They're fighting well. So to be able to pump fake maybe in the second half, to fake a three, to look the other way, no look passes are going to be big.
There's one word on my mind right now. It's a for Chihai. It's a word that Jason Prue did use for us beyond defense, and it's the word finish. He talked about we need to learn how to finish. They've had leads. They led Eau Claire North, lost by two. They have had other leads here in recent games, but not able to finish. That is the word tonight. The Canadian hockey team, again, all of the North American content was tuned into that yesterday. And, I mean, the idea of they outshot the Americans, right? But it's finishing.
Yep, getting it done. Final score is the only thing that matters. And like Coach said, they talked about Rapids being up by 10 late in that game and just not being able to finish. But it starts with the keys, like you said, rebounding, defense, and shooting, and that's going to be massive here in this second half.
Let's get to individual stats, and then I think we'll hear about quality propane. But individually scoring in the first half for Chihai, 3 for Kobe Twyman, 16 for Owen Munson, 4 threes, 2 for 2 at the line. Again, almost hit that other 3, would have had 19. 2 for Grant Von Hayden, 3 for Jacoby Jenkins, 2 for Drew Thornton, 2 for Conrad Gebauer, and 3 for Connor Kalinske. Again, a very fine team effort for the Cards in the first 18 minutes. And meanwhile, for the 27 for the Spartans of Sparta, Dylan Ziegler with 9, 7 for the freshman Easton Berg, 2 for Afton Raymer, 5 for their leading scorer Caden Cotty, averages 17.4 a game, so look out for him in the second half. 2 for Simon Schmitz, the sophomore, and 2 for senior Jackson Bender. It's Chihai leading at 31-27.
Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. Quality propane and fuels Lincoln.com.
All right, let's check out some of the highlights from half number one here on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. First half highlights sounded like this.
Three, you bet. Owen Munson cashes in from the wing, and the Cardinals lead 5-1. Up ahead it goes to Floor. 5-1 Cardinals, 13:45 left in the first quarter. Driving down the lane, little jump stop floater is no good for Munson. Twyman's able
nice
to save it in the pole. Out to Munson, top of the arc three, you bet. With the first bucket. Von Hayden off to Munson on the left wing. Kalinske gave him a screen.
Munson has
away.
All 8 of the Cardinals' points.
Munson to Kalinske, backing, turns up right hand, you bet. Kalinske backing on Bender, spinning. Kalinske trying to get a shot off, now just works it back out to Von Hayden at the top of the arc. Von Hayden off to Owen Munson. Kalinske comes to set him a screen. Owen Munson, step back three. Yes, sir! Owen Munson, why not? He's got three-pointers early, and it's a four.
Ziegler with six.
In favor of the Cardinals. Owen Munson on the left wing. Munson, doubled by Redding and Katz, finds Von Hayden. He faked the pass, now still with it on the right wing. Good defense there by Gus Tripp for Sparta. Von Hayden, though, blows right by him down the lane, flipped it off the glass and home. A strong take from Von Hayden. Cardinals. And they're within one. 16-15 Cardinals. Owen Munson driving past Schmitz, jump stop in the lane, kick out Thornton on the left wing. Thornton off to Gabe Bauer, nice catch. Backing, spins in on Tripp, laid it up, and it rolled off. Kalinske able to find the rebound. Nice find, Munson for three. Yes, sir! Owen Munson on a relocation three.
Some of the highlights from the first half. We'll take another two-minute timeout. Come back with the second half of basketball. Chi-Hi leading Sparta in this non-conference game. Final week of the regular season on WDOGO Sports. This is Chi-Hi Boys Basketball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office make you part of the team. Starting the second half, Chai's got the ball. Conrad Gabauer spinning in the paint, flipped it up, no good. And caught Scott for the rebound, underway in the second half. Cardinals by four. Bender on the right wing, worked it around for Ziegler, off to Schmitz. He drives off the left wing, found Cott. They look to get him involved more in the second half as he flipped it up off the glass and home in a strong take.
What did I say at halftime? Look out for him. He only had five in the first half. He's got seven.
Down the floor comes Von Hayden, the starting five back out here for Chi High to begin the second half, and the starting five out for Sparta. Munson driving down the lane, flipped it out to Von Hayden. Von Hayden spinning, flipped it up. No, they said he was straight up. Reamer was, and Bender got the rebound. Ahead to Cott. Cott on Gebauer. Cott driving down the lane, flipped it up. No good, and but a foul.
Connor Kalinske.
And Cott going to the line, and he's got a chance to tie it.
Apparently on Gebauer. First one on Gebauer.
We have not had a tied game yet. Sparta's been within one several times, but we'll see if he can tie it here. First free throw is good. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken & Associates LLC. Professional land surveying, get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken at 715-720-4000.
Still no ties. He missed the free throw.
So still 1 point Cardinal lead, 31-30, 16:55 to go. Munson a three, no good. Rebound to Bender. Maybe a little too early for that shot. No real offense.
I think Munson has a green light anytime he touches it. So
Ziegler to Katz a three. That's no good. And Gebauer for the rebound. Off to Von Hayden. Von Hayden up the floor. Over to Gebauer.
Be nice to score here. You don't want to go too long in the second half with a goose egg. And they got an up and down on Munson. It blocked and he came down.
So I believe they're going to call it jump ball. Possession arrow favoring the Spartans. He went up for a three. It was
blocked. Wouldn't
that
be kind of a forced turnover? It's blocked, and I mean, so the Cards lose the ball without getting a shot off. So
I believe so.
Seventh turnover. 16:25 left in regulation.
Reamer has it on the left wing for Sparta, trying to take their first lead of the game. Bounce pass back to Reamer. Reamer to the corner. Ziegler a three. No good, but a great rebound by Cott for Sparta. Cott to Ziegler on the left wing. Off to Bender at the block. Bender tried
good
to fire
by
a pass
Kalinske
through. And like you said, Kalinske with really good hands.
Now, he's only listed at 6'2". I've been saying all season he plays bigger than that, doesn't he?
I mean,
he just good size,
he's
good
their
shoulders.
Center.
Yeah.
Out to Cott. Cott faked the three, got Munson up in the air, didn't take it, and worked it to Bender in the right corner. Off to Cott up top. Cott, they double him. He's able to flip it over Gebauer off to Schmitz on the left wing.
1-3-1 zone for Chi High.
Bounce pass over to Reamer. Reamer out to Schmitz. Over to Ziegler. Bounce pass to the right corner for Cott. Over to Bender. Back out Ziegler. 15:36 to go. Cardinals up 131-30. Reamer a three. Right corner, no good. Offensive rebound, Ziegler. Out to Cott. Didn't take the three again. This time dribbles down the lane. He's tied up. And we're going to get the bounce ball.
Diving in there. The Cardinals force the turnover.
We talked about turnovers. Not only abstaining from them, but also getting turnovers.
Yeah, and that's the first one that Sparta's had in a really long time.
Possession arrow goes back to the Spartans as Von Hayden dribbled up the floor and flipped it to Owen Munson on the right wing. Owen Munson dribbles down the lane to the rim, and he got fouled going up.
Again, it all starts with Owen Munson. To use a baseball term from years gone by, he is the straw that stirs the drink for the Cardinals offensively, averaging more than 18 a game. And again, in the latter part of the season, even bigger numbers, as we've mentioned, for Owen Munson.
He's got such a quick first step. It's hard to guard him when he's driving, as his free throw is good. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA.
First points of the second half of the Cards as Munson gets them both. He's a perfect 4-for-4 from the line tonight.
And that'll take him to his season average at 18 a game. Reamer off to Cott in the right wing. Cott over to the corner. For Reamer, back to Cott, bounce pass to the new in Tripp. He found Reamer, baseline jumper is pure.
There's our first tie of the night at 33.
I believe they called that a deuce. 33-32,
oh,
Sparta,
okay.
Still down a bucket. Jenkins driving, he stepped on the baseline. Another turnover for the Cardinals.
All right, that is their eighth unofficially with 14:40 or so here left in regulation.
Reamer on the right wing, 14:37 to go. Cardinals up one, and Sparta can take the lead or tie once again today. Tripp has it on the block. Tripp spinning up right hand, and that's good. And Sparta officially has their first lead of the day at 14-23 in the second half.
Cards have only been able to muster 201 Munson free throws since intermission, so need to get the offense going here.
Von Hayden's going to walk with the ball.
Oh, no.
That's an interesting call. I thought he just jump-stopped.
I did, too.
Oh, they're actually going to call a foul.
Away from the ball on...
Connor Kalinske's going to get called for a
I didn't see what he did,
screen.
Did you? Okay. Wow.
Off the ball, so not a travel.
Yeah, it was not Von
But
Hayden.
Another turnover.
Yeah, because you're right. Offensive foul is a turnover. That's, again, Chahai's ninth to just four for Sparta, so that's one of the differences. And now they're talking to... Well, Gabauer, but the foul was listed on Kalinske.
Maybe a little physicality going on between Gabauer and Kott.
And Kalinske is out of the game now.
In to take his place is Kobe Twyman, Brady Paul also checking in for Chi High. Dribbling up the floor, Dylan Ziegler, top of the arc, Sparta up by a point. 33-34, Reamer on the right wing. Flipped it out to Kott. Kott spins down the lane and he got fouled. They're going to call a reach-in foul. I thought that was clean.
I thought it was. I thought Brady Paul reached in, got the cookies, got him out without making contact on the lid.
Yeah. They're actually going to call this foul on Von Hayden.
Okay. That's twice in a row we both were looking at.
So,
that's
interesting.
That's Von Hayden's second.
Ziegler a three, clanged off the right side of the iron, no good. And rebound to Gabauer. Chi High needs a bucket.
Yeah, they do.
Still no field goals in the second half, only free throws. Driving kick to Paul. He didn't take the open look. I mean, he was open there.
It starts with Munson, but it's important to get the others contributing on the side and that they keep shooting.
Up top, Munson. Gabauer's going to set him a screen. He drives as he denied the screen, kicked it out to Von Hayden. Nice find inside to Gabauer. Gabauer spinning inside. May have walked with the ball, and he did.
He got indecisive down low. He was trapped by two guys, and then rather than going up again, ended up they don't get a shot off in the turnover.
And now the turnovers are piling up here in the second half.
Yeah.
They were okay in the first half. They have not been great in the second half either, but now Sparta's going to get it right back.
That's a break for the Cardinals. And now Chahai, an important possession. See if they can answer and get the lead back here.
Reamer was cutting towards the net, caught, threw it to the left wing, and nobody was there.
We're going to get a timeout.
And we're going to get a timeout by Chippewa. We'll be back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
34-33 is your score here at Chi High. The Spartans leading the Cardinals with 13-16 to go. The story's been turnovers for the Cardinals so far.
10-5, so Chi High. But this is the first lead Sparta's had all night, and the Cards have the ball. Chi High has not scored a basket in the second half in 4 minutes and 44 seconds.
Owen Munson, the only two free throws.
Yeah.
Are the only points they have in this half. Owen Munson's got it.
No second half highlights yet.
And a near turnover, but Gabauer is able to gather. Gabauer driving down the lane. Good defense from Sparta.
Doesn't it feel like Sparta's turned up the intensity here in the second half?
Yeah, definitely. They're playing hard. They're going for the ball every possession. Gabauer on the left block. Gabauer backing, lost the ball. Still lost it. We're going to get a reach-in foul on Sparta's Easton Berg, the freshman, who's contributed 7 points today.
Just his first foul of the game.
Brady Paul baseline right inbounding. Over to Owen Munson. They got to get him going in the second half. He was the catalyst in the first half. Munson driving down the lane, flipped it up, and one! counted it a foul.
A circus shot as he took it down, used the backboard, and again, great body control for Owen Munson.
An up and under layup, and Owen Munson has surpassed his 18 points per game mark.
Now he is up to 20, but completes the three-point play. He's a perfect 5 for 5 from the line tonight. He could use some support too.
But not great transition defense as Ziegler with an easy bucket, and now it's steal by Cott, and they're going to get a reach in on Von Hayden, and just a lazy inbounds pass. Four Chai High, another turnover, and as quickly as they got the game tied.
So again, we've got the two lead changes when Chai High briefly had it, and then we got our first tie now of the game. The 11th turnover on the Cards as Sparta with the ball. Von Hayden with three fouls now.
Cott out to Reamer, faked the three. Munson's held his ground. Over to Tripp on the right wing, back up top, Dylan Ziegler. Ziegler off to Berg, the freshman. Faked the three and got bumped. They're going to get a hip check foul on Conrad Gebauer.
Again, one of the things I'm going to go back to, what was the one answer to Coach Pruce, answer to you, the last question, what's it going to take to win tonight? One word he said, defense. It's going to need defense. Again, that could be consistent for the Cards here this final 12 minutes in a game that's tied at 36.
Gebauer checks out. Connor Kalinske checks in. Bounce pass in to Dylan Ziegler. Ziegler off to Bender. Bender, nice dish to Cott. He got up in the air, did Von Hayden, and Cott laid it in, and you do not want him getting going.
He's got 9.
Hasn't played fantastic today, but it takes one quarter for him to play well. Now a near steal, but Kalinske's able to gather a really good play by the center for Chai High. Kobe Twyman up top, a dangerous pass by Von Hayden. Now he dribbled it off his foot, and an over and back call on Chippewa.
Some sloppiness here. 12th turnover for the Cards, only 5 for Sparta. They're just plain and simple. The Spartans have taken better care of the basketball.
Absolutely.
38-36, they lead. Again, Chai's right there, only down 2. But again, the offense has really struggled here in the second half.
11:46 to go. It's a lob pass into Berg. Berg to Schmitz, off to Kopp. Kopp nearly walked with the ball, gave it up to Bender, over to Tripp on the left wing. Gus Tripp over to Berg. Berg guarded by Munson. To Bender, back to Berg, top of the arc. Faking the three, gives it to Cott. 9 points for Cott. Caden Cott kicked it to Bender. He wanted the three, didn't take it. Over to Tripp, back to Cott. Cott working on Von Hayden, spin move in the lane, missed it long. Bender, the rebound, stripped by Twyman. Paul
great
able
job
to gather and flipped it into Munson. Really good hustle by Brady Paul. Munson for three on the right wing. Yes, sir! Owen Munson! Another three-pointer.
Cards have the lead by 1, 39-38.
11 minutes to go. Cott has it on the left wing. Over to Tripp on the right wing. Worked it to Bender. Bender rotates to Berg. Berg to Schmitz. Guarded tightly by Paul. Bounce pass Bender. Tried to find a backdoor feed instead. Got it to Cott. Nice dish underneath to Bender. And the Spartans back up one as Jackson Bender flipped it in. Inbounds pass to Von Hayden. He takes his time getting up the floor. Now got a screen from Kalinske. He's lost it. Somehow able to regather. Over to Twyman. Up top Kalinske. He didn't take the three. Munson down the lane. Kick out. Twyman, a right wing three. Yes, sir! Kobe Twyman, another three. His second of the game. And Chai High right back on top. 42-40 Cardinals.
That's what we're talking about, is getting some help there for Munson. And Kobe delivering his second trifecta of the night.
Out to Tripp. Worked it to Jackson Bender off the... to Schmitz. He drives off the lane. Pass intercepted by Von Hayden down the lane to the rim. Flipped it up and in. Grant Von Hayden for two more. 44-40 Cardinals lead, and we got a 30-second timeout by Sparta. Be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports.
It's truck month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months plus $1,000 truck month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get 3 visits included on a 2-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
Well, Cardinals with a four-point lead, 44-40, 9:58 to go. We talked about getting help for Munson, and like you said, Kobe Twyman just delivered a deep ball.
He did, and that was sweet. And then the steal and Von Hayden with two, and that's some of the support you need.
Up top, Eastenberg worked it around to Tripp. Tripp found Dylan Ziegler. Sparta trying to find the answer. They were up at one point as down the lane, Berg hung in the air and flipped it out to Tripp. He found Ziegler at the left wing. Great closeout by Jacoby Jenkins.
Let me just say this. After Chahai led the entire first half, we've had six lead changes here in the second half.
Sparta was unable. They pulled within one several times, was unable to grab the lead. They were the second half, but Chahai's done a great job. And now a steal by Gebauer just ripped it away from Bender. Gebauer's going to drive the lane, down the lane, to the rim, right-handed layup is good. He wanted the foul, didn't get it. Cardinals by six as Conrad Gebauer with the pilfer in the score.
The Cardinal defense really stepping up and forcing these turnovers here all of a sudden against Sparta, three of them.
Dylan Ziegler crossover drive, nearly got it knocked out by Kalinske. He finds Bender who missed the bunny. Chai High with the rebound. Kalinske gathered. 46-48, 55 to go here in the second half. Munson, crossover dribble drive. He picked it up, got it to Jenkins. Jenkins to Kobe Twyman. Faked the three, drove off the wing. Found Jenkins. Left wing three. Splash! Jacoby Jenkins, his second of the day. And all of a sudden, everybody's scoring for Chippewa. 49-40. And another timeout for Sparta. 8:31 to go in the second half. We'll be back on 30. Nope, excuse me. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
We're going to keep it right here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Mark Halverson, and Carter Jagger. And again, it's been an exciting stretch here. All of a sudden, we had back and forth. And now the Cards have surged since trailing 40-39. They're on a 10-0 run, Carter.
Yeah, and it's been, we talked about other players stepping up. Kobe Twyman hit a couple of threes. Jacoby Jenkins with a three. Von Hayden with a steal in the layup. And Owen Munson can't do it at all, but he's sure doing a lot.
He is. And I think that's why I say the straw that stirs the drink. It maybe starts with him. And again, boy, he's been so effective outside, inside, free throw line. But then when you get this other stepping it up defensively, and boy, Twyman and Jenkins, and they're both capable of deep, shooting deep, and Von Hayden. And again, you've had all of a sudden, after Sparta taking such good care of the ball, a number of turnovers from the Spartans. It seemed like that dial-up intensity started to break apart for them in the last few minutes.
Well, as we get down the stretch, since it's a Cardinals home game, the pressure's going to fall on Sparta more than it is the Cardinals. Because the Cardinals have all the support here. Sparta does not. Inbounding baseline right is caught into Reamer. Sparta needs an answer down 9 with 8:30 to go. Up top it goes to Ziegler. Or in the right wing goes to Ziegler. Try to find Cott. Nice pass tip by Kalinske. Ziegler driving down the lane and Jenkins gets called for the hit check foul. That'll be the sixth for the Cardinals. So they're in the bonus now, and the next foul will be a 1-1.
First one on Jacoby Jenkins.
Baseline inbound from Cott. Cott spun it out top, worked around a Reamer, back to Cott, faked the left corner three. He has not taken a three, I believe, tonight. Ziegler on the right wing. Little jab step, Jenkins held his ground. Over to Reamer, he likes to jab his steps too. Over to Schmitz, worked it around to Cott, guarded by Kalinske. They're guarding him near the logo. Jackson Bender up top, worked it around to Dylan Ziegler. Ziegler guarded by Jenkins. Nice hands from Jenkins. It's tipped out of bounds off the Cardinals. Great hustle.
Yeah.
Owen Munson diving for the ball. Couldn't gather, though.
Boy, we've seen that again. The Cardinals, again, looked sluggish early part of the second half. Couldn't find themselves offensively. But as the defense is picked up, all of a sudden we've seen it turn into good results in the offensive end, too.
Left wing, Dylan Ziegler's got it. Blows by down the lane. Owen Munson got his hand in the passing lane. It's a steal for Chippewa.
Turnover number 9 for the Spartans.
Kobe Twyman up top. That pass nearly intercepted. Jenkins did a really nice job coming and making that catch. Crossover dribble. Jenkins faked the three. Nearly lost his pivot foot. Found Kobe Twyman on the right wing. Faked the three. Drove right past him. Flipped it up. No, but they're going to call a foul on Dylan Ziegler, and Kobe Twyman's going to the line for a couple, and he has a chance to make this an 11-point game.
Kobe, a 75% free throw shooter on the year, has not been to the line tonight. Of course, he missed a lot of action December and especially into January. Was back briefly, then was out again. But great to have him back in the lineup for the Cardinals.
First free throw, front rim, back rim, and in. 50-40. Cardinals lead, 7:21 to go in the second half.
7 points. He had 2 3-pointers along with the free throw tonight. How about that? The Cards were down 40-39. It's an 11-0 run. Make it 12-0.
Kobe Twyman knocks down his second. And up the floor comes Schmitz, and Sparta's in need of answers right now. Reamer down the lane. He threw it away. Kalinske tried to take the charge. Reamer just flipped it out of bounds. And Sparta is just struggling
right
now.
All of a sudden, they're up to 10 turnovers to 12 for Chippewa, but they've had a boatload here in a recent stretch. And you can see Coach Paul now raising his voice to his team, Dylan Ziegler, telling him to they're going to employ the full court press with 7:12 to go, and the Cards up by 11.
Well, they need to work some turnovers if they want to get back into it, and instead they're going to get a reach-in foul, and that's only their fourth, so it's still going to be a baseline inbounds play.
Conrad Gebauer on the receiving end of that. But
that's Ziegler's fourth foul.
It is, yeah.
So one more, and he's done. Kobe Twyman, and he just turned it over.
You're right.
Tried to bounce it to Munson and bounced right out of bounds. Got bumped, wanted a foul, didn't get it. So full court press worked.
It did. But now Sparta has got a, they need a hoop. They have been at 40 for a long time.
Up top, Cott. You got to get him involved if you're Sparta. Ziegler around a screen from Bender. Ziegler, a right wing three. That's good.
Good eye for the sophomore.
Dylan Ziegler with a smooth stroke. And it's 51-43. Up the floor comes Owen Munson. Munson on the left wing. He's gotten the help he's needed in the second half, but Owen Munson still dominating in this game. Top of the arc worked it to Jenkins on the right wing. Jacoby Jenkins guarded tightly by Cott. Cott bounce pass to Conrad Gebauer. Conrad Gebauer blows by Ziegler. Got Bender in the air.
Good effort,
no.
Though. Good effort by Gebauer, and it's a way to go to the free throw line if they call him in the act of shooting. He is a 76% free throw shooter, and he'll go there.
The sixth team foul for Sparta. So after this, both teams will be in the 1-1 bonus. Gebauer is going to get 2 free throws, though, as he was shooting.
I keep thinking the word is, besides defense, is finish, Carter. I can't say enough, and they missed that. Again, there's still a ton of time. And, again, they've had some big leads against North and Rapids. And this would be just a huge for them to accomplish this, achieve this, 8 days before they're at Rapids to start the postseason.
I will say you got to be happy with where you're at right now in this game, though. Down a couple points. It kind of felt like the game was getting away. A couple of steals, a couple of threes, and all of a sudden they had an 11-point lead. The lead was cut to 8 on a Dylan Ziegler three.
So they took away the free throw?
I believe we have a lane
violation.
Okay. Still an 8-point game, 51-43, 6:30 to go in this one. A blow by Gebauer, nice take, and he flipped it up and in. Just a sweet move by Simon Schmitz. Von Hayden in to Owen Munson. They wanted the full court press, but Chihai inbounded a little too quick. Crossover dribble. Owen Munson around a screen. Munson kick out Jenkins right wing. And you wonder if maybe Chihai works the basketball a little bit, up by 6 with 6 minutes to go.
But I think you keep your eye if you get layups, if you get an open shot, because, again, there's still way too much time. You got to still run the offense. Up by 6. They were up by 11.
Munson, they guarded him at the logo, so he takes it in, floats it up, and floats it in.
Nice.
Tough take from Owen Munson, and trying to go quick was Sparta, but good help defense by Munson. He's doing everything today. Kicked out to the right wing for Reamer. 5:30 to go in this one. Ziegler up top, back to Schmitz. Back to Ziegler, top of the arc three. Good closeout by Jenkins, but it doesn't matter as Dylan Ziegler cashes in from the top of the arc. Owen Munson just dribbling right past everyone down the floor. Got it to Jenkins, got his man up in the air with a fake shot, spinning around, and got it to Connor Kalinske backing on Bender. Spins up right hand. Too far. Uh-huh. Rebound, though. Tough work. Kalinske's able to gather out to Munson. Left wing three. You bet! Owen Munson, another one.
What an exclamation point on that possession by Munson with the three.
Great hustle by Kalinske. He was able to find Munson. Sparta the other way, down eight again. Right wing three from Reamer is good, and he answers.
Wow.
Back and forth we go. 4:30 to go in this one. 56-51 Cardinals.
That was Reamer?
That was Reamer. Jenkins on the right wing around a screen from Kalinske. Pull up jumper. No good. Back tap to Jackson Bender. Bender ahead to Schmitz. Sparta a chance to pull within three. Faking the three was Ziegler. Stepping back, kicking to Bender. Over to Schmitz. Rotates around to Cott. Cott closely guarded by Von Hayden. Conrad Gebauer has been the guy to guard him all day, and Ziegler just back ironed a long three. And, I mean, that was close to going in. He's got long range. Working it around the arc as Owen Munson has on the left wing. Blowing by Schmitz. His guy foul. Munson collects. Why not? Left corner three. Yes, sir.
He's lethal.
Owen Munson can't miss right now. Reamer blowing by Munson. Flipped it up. No, no foul. Got his own rebound. Kick out Cott. Cott still with no three-pointer today. He's been their best player. Right corner Schmitz faked the three. Drove on Gebauer. He wanted a charge. Didn't get it. Reamer with it now. Steps back. Didn't take the shot. Worked it to Ziegler. Rotates Bender around to Schmitz. Schmitz to Ziegler. Ziegler's been the guy today for Sparta, and a reaching foul is going to be called on Conrad Gebauer.
Wow, 3:18 to go. Cardinals up eight. And how about Owen Munson? He's got 32 of the Cardinals, 59, more than half their points.
An incredible performance from Munson. 7 three-pointers today. And he hasn't missed, like, any three-pointers.
No, maybe a couple. But, yeah, he's had an incredible percentage for sure.
So Ziegler steps to the line for a 1-1 as the first free throw is pure.
Just checking, coming into this game, three-point percentage. Munson was 39.7%.
Let's just say he's better than that today.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Second free throw is pure. 59-53, Sparta still employing that full court press as Von Hayden flipped it back to Owen Munson. And you can see he's tired. He has not checked out once today. Munson to Von Hayden, and that was nearly intercepted. It floated on him. Munson wide open, top of the arc. Three!
Wow.
Splash!
Think of your hottest shooting night ever, and that's Owen Munson times five.
Why not an eighth? Three of the game. Ziegler blows past everybody down the lane, flipped it out to Reamer, a three. He couldn't answer. Oh, no, he did. And we're going to get a timeout, a full one. That hit the back iron, flipped straight up and actually landed in. But Sparta's going to take a full timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel two times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Still 2:50 to go. Chi-High leading at 62-56. Mark Halverson, Carter Jaeger here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Gavin Bovee, our video producer, and also Tony Stevenson, our radio producer. And the action continues tomorrow night as the postseason gets going for the girls.
Munson baseline inbounding 62-56. Owen Munson has 8 three-pointers today as he's going to find Brady Paul, who breaks the timeline. Paul spun it back out to Owen Munson. 2:40 to go.
Munson with 35 points.
Cardinals by 6. Von Hayden holding with it on the left wing. Dylan Ziegler is going to give him the 5-second count. Flipped it to Munson. Munson spins by it. Fake the 3-0. I thought he was going to take it. Gabe Auer back out to Munson. And if eventually Sparta's going to have to start fouling. Not quite yet, but you do not want to foul Owen Munson when you do that. And they're going to foul right away.
Huh.
Weird. 2:17 to go.
Still a lot of time.
Only down six.
Well, but again, Von Hayden is a 44% free throw shooter. So, again, he's brought that up. He'd been in the 30s, so he has raised it. But that is, maybe they did their homework. He is the guy to foul.
Maybe that's why they took the time out, telling him who you can and who you can't foul. Owen Munson at 73%, 75% for Kobe Twyman free throw percentage. So you don't want to foul those guys. But Grant Von Hayden, like you said, 44% is a guy you want to foul. And he missed the front end. But we're going to get an over-the-back foul on Connor Kalinske. And so there's a smart foul by Sparta.
I wonder if it creates an offense-defense situation where you play Von Hayden because of his outstanding defense. But maybe if you have the ball, you need to get him out of the game here in the late going with a six-point lead.
And Kalinske just checked out. Kobe Twyman's in. Dylan Ziegler's going to the line because that was a foul. It's going to be a bonus free throws. Still 1-1. That was the 18th foul for the Cardinals. Sparta sitting with 7 free throws. 2:16 to go in the game. Possession arrow favors the Spartans.
So the missed free throw by Von Hayden. But then if you're the Cards, you don't want to be stopping the clock and giving Sparta a higher percentage way to score. As the third foul on Kalinske on the night and the 8th team foul on the Cards, who lead it by 6.
Free throws no good, though. So Sparta just pretty much gave it right back. Now a long feed ahead to Twyman, who catches. Spinning around, and he walked with the ball. He got it in, but they call a travel first, and Kalinske's going to check right back in for the Cardinals.
14th turnover on Chai High to 10 for Sparta with 2:09 to go. Again, Cards are up by 2 3-pointers, but again, giving the ball back way too quickly here.
Around the screen, Ziegler hands to Cott. Cott at the top of the arc. Cott, kick out Ziegler, fake the 3. Good closeout by Paul. Ziegler,
yes!
Intercepted by Munson. Down the lane, to the rim, layup good. It's an 8-point Cardinals lead. Oh, and Munson's got 37.
Wow.
Reamer on the left wing, flipped it to Ziegler. He tries a right wing 3 and answered. Dylan Ziegler's been red hot tonight as well. Owen Munson dribbles up the floor.
Is that a 2 or a 3?
Kalinske. It was a 3-pointer.
He's got 3 threes, Ziegler.
We're going to need a reach-in foul on Afton Reamer, and Connor Kalinske is going to step to the line. Connor Kalinske from the line.
He's good. Yeah, he's 71.7% from the line.
So an interesting foul there still. 1:30 to go, only down 5 as he hits the front end of the 1-1. 65-59.
A lot of good free throw numbers on the Cards. I mean, Twyman 75, Munson 73.2, Gabe Auer's over 76, Kalinske's close to 72.
And he hit them both. Ice water in the veins of Connor Kalinske. Afton Reamer up the floor. Sparta needs a bucket, and they need one fast. Off to Ziegler, up top to Cott. Cott has just not had the ability to get going tonight, and that's what led to this Chai High lead. Step back. Faked it. Reamer got it to Ziegler, who's been the hot hand. Gave it to Bender. Bender spinning right-handed. Hook is good. Jackson Bender makes it back to a 5-point game. Owen Munson threw it. And they're going to get a reach-in foul on Sparta. That was a little bit of a weak foul call, it kind of looks like.
You got to think that the intention would be trying to steal it, first of all. And then if you can't steal, I guess maybe you want to foul. Again, Von Hayden was out there, but they get Munson instead, who I think he'd be the last guy in the entire gym you'd want to foul, as he's got 37 points and he shoots 73. He's been perfect at the line tonight.
I think you would be the last guy they'd want to foul and put at the line, but
yeah, right.
Munson's close. First free throw is good from Owen Munson, 67-61.
Wow.
Cardinals,
I believe this is his game high for his career.
That's 38 points, right?
Yeah.
39 splashes.
He's just been perfect tonight. We were guessing his 3-point percentage is maybe over 80%. He's just been lights out.
Eight 3-pointers today. Worked it to the right corner for Cott. 1 minute to go until the Cardinals maybe go to 5-18. Spinning in the lane, Ziegler, kick out Raymer. Sparta needs a bucket. They need one fast. And that's a shot from the parking lot. Nowhere close. And Kalinske's going to get the rebound and called. And Tripp gets called for the foul. That was a little rushed.
This is a great way, though. 48 seconds to go, up by 7. But the Cards, if they can finish, and they're in good position to do it, it's a good shot in the arm here. Break that 4-game losing streak. Also get right. You got one last game Thursday night, which we'll have for you on WOGO before going to Rapids for the tournament opener on Tuesday night.
First free throw goes in. And this is what you want going into the postseason. Winning basketball.
Right.
At this time, you want to get hot. And they've shot the three ball well today. Second free throw rattled out. Jackson Bender the rebound. It's a 8-point lead with 45 seconds to go. And Katz just going to go right to the rim and lay it in. The best player. And that's going to hit the knee of Owen Munson and go right out of bounds. He had to hurdle an obstacle there on the baseline. He's all right, though. And the Spartans get it right back down 6.
15th Cardinal turnover, 37 and a half seconds.
Takat, a three, his first of the game, is side iron, no. And look at Owen Munson go up and grab it. They do not want to foul Owen Munson.
No.
They are trying to just let him dribble, but he's got to get across. And he threw it to Kalinske.
No.
It's intercepted, and we got a hard foul.
Kalinske's arm.
Connor Kalinske got rolled up on his right shoulder.
It didn't look good.
His left shoulder, excuse me. And he's going to get up.
It was a great job by Munson bringing it down. As you described, Carter, they did not want to foul him. But then as he approached it, I guess Owen deemed he couldn't dribble it any further. He kind of threw it into a crowd there, and Kalinske was there. The turnover was fourth. Still 22 and a half seconds. There's still time for Sparta, down 6 and at the free throw line.
Especially because they can score some points without the clock running.
Right.
The front end of the 1-1's no good. Connor Kalinske stayed in the game. Out to Cott. He got a good look at a three, and he missed it. Rebound down to Gaybauer. And we're going to get a foul on Brady Paul for Chai High with 15 seconds
wow.
to go.
Again, finish, guys. You can do it.
6-point game. 15.4 to go. It's going to be a double bonus now for Tripp. So 2 free throws for Gus Tripp.
He missed a moment ago.
I don't have any free throw percentages
right
on Sparta. He's, 0 for 1.
0 for 2 now.
0 for 2 tonight.
With 15.4 seconds to go, and they're coming over to talk to Coach Nathan Paul now.
And they're going to, instead of free throws, they're going to change this to a baseline.
Okay. Both teams are in the double bonus, but and
so
they're explaining to Coach Pru as well.
It's a defensive foul.
Okay.
So there's no free throws.
Getting the explanation in here on WOGO.
Still a 6-point game. 15.4 seconds to go. Cardinals, like you said, are trying to finish.
Yes.
Tripp. Just waiting. He's got to get it in. Tripp finally lobs it to Cott. Cott catches 14 seconds down the lane to the rim. Flipped it up. No good. Rebound, Gaybauer. He is fouled. And that may do it. 9.3 to go. Cott had a layup. Couldn't spin it home. And the Cardinals up 6 with 9.3 to go.
They can see the finish line from here.
Gus Tripp's going to be called for his second foul of the game. Both teams with 10 fouls. Your possession arrow is the Spartans, but Chai High is just going to have one person rebounding. They're going to have Paul Kalinske and Von Hayden back to play defense. First free throw short, though.
Gaybauer is a 76% free throw shooter on the season. Tonight, though, he is, I think, 0 for 2.
Brady Paul is now going to take the rebounding position on the left side of the lane.
No, he had hit one a short time ago. Okay, so.
So he hits his second of the game.
Yeah.
70-63, and they need 7 points in 9 seconds. It's possible, but not likely. Ziegler up the floor. Ziegler, step crossover, step back three. Nearly banked it home. Didn't go. Gaybauer the rebound, and Chai High is going to come from behind in the second half. They led as many as 11. Spartans were able to claw their way back to within 2. But the Cardinals are able to finish.
The 6th lead change was the last one. The Cards kept it the rest of the way, and they finished it out especially when they were down 40-39. They go on that big run, and they come up with a W, going to 5-18 on the season. We're back with the post game in 2 minutes. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
At Royal Credit Union, we believe in banking with purpose. That's why we're here for you and your community with people-first service, local support, and all the accounts and loans you need to help reach your financial goals. As a not-for-profit cooperative, everything we do benefits the people and communities we serve. Because Royal isn't just where you bank, it's where you belong. Experience the Royal Credit Union difference and learn more at rcu.org/royalsupport. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal credit opportunity.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Hale home from even deeper. Oh, my goodness! He hit another one! Unlimited range! Hale home!
The Cards trying to snipe one here. And he just...
Oh, he fires!
Sam Johnson!
What a shot!
Oh, my goodness! What a shot!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
All right, time for the post-class post-game show here. Brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror, Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And Owen Munson coming up in the bleachers to join the student broadcast here at Chi High. Hey, we'd love to talk to him, too. Certainly, Coach Prue, we would welcome here in our Cardinal postgame. And if we can catch his eye at any particular point, I am not seeing Coach Prue on the floor at the moment. But, all right, well, again, this game, the Cards never trailed in the first half and led it 31-27 at intermission. But then in the second half, finally, Sparta did get the lead at 34-33. Cards got it back at 36-34. We were tied at 36, our first and I think only tie. Then, actually, Sparta got the lead back at 38-36. Cards got up 39-38. Sparta grabbed the lead 40-39. And then Chi High went on a run, scoring the next 12 points to lead it 51-40. And 51-40, they led it. And ultimately, Sparta closed the gap, but never too close, really, Carter, the rest of the way as Chai goes on to the 70-63 win.
I mean, an unconscious shooting night from Owen Munson, knocking down, I mean, it got to be a career high, right? 39 points. He was crazy shooting at 8 3-pointers. I mean, overall, this was a fantastic game. I think they definitely turned the ball over well too many times, but they were able to get away with it. Sparta gave them some turnovers back. And in the second half, you know, I think it was like the first 5 minutes where they didn't have a field goal, but then they were able to turn it on. Jenkins hit a three, Twyman hit a three, Von Rudin had a steal, and all of a sudden they had that big lead.
Right. And so that was you could see Sparta had the greater intensity initially. Chai really struggled offensively in the second half initially, but something turned there, and a lot of it was defense created opportunities, and they got it. Certainly, I remember a Von Hayden layup, but then other guys, and Munson just had a brilliant night the entire game.
I mean, it was special to watch him shoot all those three-pointers and nail a ton of them.
It was, and he was up here. But he has slipped out of our grasp here. And so, okay. Well, we need to take another timeout. We'll see if we'll get things in place. We still have more to come here on WOGO, the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap. We've got the 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, five or fast plays of the game, the WOGO Sports Calendar. All ahead, back in a moment. WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Postglass postgame show. WOGO, Chihai victory over Sparta, 70-63. Mark Halverson, Carter Jagger. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Let's try to go to the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap. It's time for that, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker Bernisa Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Besides the winning score, 70-63, the next number that's gaudy, that stands out, is Owen Munson, 39 points.
8 3-pointers. I mean,
wow.
It was special to watch the night he had.
This was your first entire basketball play-by-play call, and what a memorable night with Owen Munson and that performance.
Absolutely. I mean, man, that was fun. That was fun. There's not really another word to describe it. It was a blast.
Other numbers to try to piece this together for Chihai's winning number of 78 for Kobe Twyman. Grant Von Hayden with a couple of field goals, finishing with 4 on the night. Brady Paul played and contributed, but did not score. Jacoby Jenkins I had for 6. He had 1 3-pointer in each half. 2 points for Drew Thornton. Conrad Gebauer coming through with 6 here unofficially. Connor Kalinske also some huge free throws down the stretch as he finishes with 6 points for the Cards. But again, that 39 from Munson to lead the way out of Chihai's 70. Again, well over half of their points on the night. And again, for Sparta here unofficially on the evening, Dylan, do you want to look at your numbers?
I have Dylan Ziegler down for, I missed too many three-pointers for Ziegler.
Yeah, he had 20, I believe.
He had
3 3-pointers.
He was the guy.
Yeah, he was the
today.
Guy. Easton Berg, the freshman, comes up with 7. Afton Raymer also gets a couple of threes, finishes with 10. Caden Cott, again, they held him under their average. That's where their defense for Chihai. Cott held to just 11 points tonight. 4 for Simon Schmitz, 6 for Jackson Bender, as Chihai goes on to the victory 70 to 63. Your Holly Bovee names, you know, stats recap, also including the turnovers unofficially. Chai had more turnovers, 15 to 10 for Sparta. But again, there was that stretch there where Sparta had kept the turnover number down, and then they Chai High's defense just stepped up its aggressiveness, and those turnovers led to more success on offense.
When your best player scores 39 and their best player only scores 11, I mean, you're going to win most games. They were able to play extremely good defense. They were able to rebound well. The turnovers are an issue that they're going to have to get fixed going into the postseason, but that's an issue that can be fixed.
Chai did win the JV game earlier, so a clean sweep. I believe it was 52-49. As memory serves, 62-59, 52-49, something like that. Did not write it down, but they got the W. One last timeout. When we come back, the highlights from first and second half. You don't want to miss it. 2 minutes away on WOGO Sports.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower and add grab bars for extra safety. Or finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement. Call Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
It's Truck Month at Toyson Ford, and that means savings for you. On approved credit, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 Truck Month bonus cash on remaining 2025 Ford F-150s. But the savings don't stop there. Now through the end of March, you'll also get three visits included on a two-year, 30,000-mile limited maintenance plan. Oil change and tire rotations are covered. It's a great time to buy, so stop in and see why we're the Valley's best choice at Toyson Ford.
All right, one last segment of the post-class post-game show. Mark Halverson and Carter Jagger, and that is the highlights from this one. We had a lot of them. Let's give them a listen. Let me introduce it. Today's FiberFast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, how about a free camera with each alarm system? Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. Highlights from this one. Let's give it a listen here. Sounded like this in the first half. And, yeah, I have to put the appropriate cord and take care of business. Yeah. Take two. Highlights from the first half.
In, you bet. Owen Munson cashes in from the wing. And floor. 5-1 Cardinals, 13:45 left in the first quarter. Driving down the lane. Little jump stop floater is no good for Munson. Twyman's able
nice
to save it into Paul. Out to Munson. Top of the arc three. You bet. With the first bucket. Von Hayden off to Munson on the left wing. Kalinske gave him a screen.
Munson has all eight of the Cardinals' points.
Munson to Kalinske. Backing turns up right hand. You bet. And one. Kalinske backing on Bender. Spinning. Kalinske trying to get a shot off. Now just works it back out to Von Hayden at the top of the arc. Von Hayden off to Owen Munson. Kalinske comes to set him a screen. Owen Munson. Step back three. Yes, sir!
Ziegler with six.
In favor of the Cardinals. Owen Munson on the left wing. Munson doubled by Redding, and Katz finds Von Hayden. He faked the pass, now still with it on the right wing. Good defense there by Gus Tripp for Sparta. Von Hayden, though, blows right by him down the lane, flipped it off the glass and home. A strong take from Von Hayden. And they're within one. 16-15 Cardinals. Owen Munson driving past Schmitz. Jump stop in the lane. Kick out Thornton on the left wing. Thornton off to Gabe Bauer. Nice catch. Backing. Spins in on Tripp. Laid it up. And it rolled off. Kalinske able to find the rebound. Nice find. Munson for three. Yes, sir! Lane. Now flipped it out to Gabauer. Gabauer kick out. Munson left corner three. No good. Rebound to Gabauer, and he tipped it right back up and in. Jenkins on the left wing as the Cardinals want to go. Step back three. Yes, sir.
Junior.
Up top it goes to Von Hayden. Nice bounce to Jenkins. Kick out Twyman. Right corner three. Yes, sir. Kobe Twyman.
So those are your first half highlights for Chippewa Falls, but a lot of highlights in half number two as well, and we begin with those right now on WOGO.
Munson, they got to get him going in the second half. He was the catalyst in the first half. Munson driving down the lane, flipped it up, and one! Counted at a foul!
A circus shot as he took it down, used the backboard, and again, great body control for Owen Munson. Talking real quickly, Carter, that's where the offense got going in the second half. That was, I think, maybe their first field goal of the second half. So they had free throws before that.
It's a really good hustle by Brady Paul. Munson for three on the right wing. Yes, sir! He's lost it, somehow able to regather. Over to Twyman, up top Kalinske. He didn't take the three. Munson down the lane, kick out. Twyman, a right wing three. Yes, sir! Kobe Twyman, another three, his second of the game. And Chai High right back on top. 40. Pulled within one several times, was unable to grab the lead. They were the second half, but Chai High's done a great job. And now a steal by Gabauer, just ripped it away from Bender. Gabauer's going to drive the lane, down the lane, to the rim, right-handed layup is good. He wanted the foul, didn't get it. 46-48, 55 to go here in the second half. Munson, crossover dribble drive. He picked it up, got it to Jenkins. Jenkins to Kobe Twyman, faked the three, drove off the wing, found Jenkins. Left wing three, splash! Jacoby Jenkins, his second of the day. With a fake shot, spinning around, and got it to Connor Kalinske. Kalinske backing on Bender. Spins up right hand. Too far. Uh-huh. Rebound, though. Tough work. Kalinske's able to gather out to Munson. Left wing three. You bet! Owen Munson, another one!
What an exclamation point on that possession by Munson with the three.
Left wing. Blowing by Schmitz. His guy fell. Munson collects. Why not? Left corner three. Yes, sir!
He's lethal.
He has not checked out once today. Munson to Von Hayden, and that was nearly intercepted. It floated on him. Munson wide open, top of the arc. Three!
Wow.
Splash!
Here.
Around the screen, Ziegler hands to Cott. Cott.
So there you go, Chai High. A lot of Owen Munson threes amongst our highlights. 39 points, one of the best performances I've seen the entire winter sports season.
Yeah, what a fun game to call. I mean, they played so well today, and they finished, which is what we talked about in the pregame and throughout the game. Owen Munson, I mean, what else is there to say? 8 three-pointers, 39 points. He did his job, and they got enough help otherwise.
Absolutely. So Chai with the win goes to 5-18 on the season, and Sparta with the loss falls to 10-13. And again, as we look at our WOGO sports calendar, tomorrow night it's Chai girls. The regional action gets going at Superior. Chai's the 17 seed, Superior the 16 seed. We'll have it for you. 6:35 is the start here on WOGO Radio and the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Sam Aberle, our video producer, will make the trek tomorrow afternoon to bring that one to you. And then back Thursday night with more Chai boys basketball, the Cards at home as they're in action, wrapping up the regular season against New Richmond and starting the postseason next Tuesday night, 8 days away at Wisconsin Rapids, also a 6:35 pregame. Again, for further programming, check WDOGO.com, also on Facebook as well, and keeping you up to date. But Carter, great job tonight. Fantastic.
Thank you.
And again, you can check it out on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel, and we'll get the podcast up at Wogo.com. Thanks to our video producer, Gavin Bovee, and thanks to Tony Stevenson, our radio producer. Again, Chahai wins it, goes to 5-18. They take it 70-63, led by Owen Munson's 39 points. Thanks so much for listening and watching. The preceding has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Mauer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.